Good morning. This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Also, your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. The Huron County Board of Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, October 12th in the Huron County Building in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to approve the purchase of a new computer for the Michigan State University Extension Office from Dell Technologies, a radar trailer for the Sheriff's Office from All Traffic Solutions. And commissioners are also expected to approve some staffing positions and conduct some interest and to make appointments to some boards and commissions. In the Unionville-Sebring area, Caring and Sharing program needs different sizes for its Coats for Kids program. The coat drive needs for boys are 2 16 to 18 coats, 1 size 14-16 with a hood, 1 men's small coat, and 1 men's large coat. For girls, there's the need for 1 extra large or size 18 with a hood, and 1 woman's size medium. Those sizes are needed so every child can have a warm USA new or gently used coat this winter. Coats can be dropped off at Trinity United Methodist Church at 513 Washington Street in Sebring, Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. All cash donations are appreciated so the committee can purchase certain sizes of coats that are needed. And St. Clair County Sheriff's Department Drug Task Force discovered a large amount of drugs during a search. On October the 8th, the Drug Task Force executed a search warrant on the 2600 block of Range Road in Port Huron Township. During the course of the search, the task force located over 4 grams of fentanyl, 17 grams of methamphetamine, sales material, and drug paraphernalia. As a result of that discovery, 35-year-old Alicia Clore has been taken into custody. On October 10th, Clore was arraigned with 3 felony counts in the 72nd District Court of Port Huron. She's charged with possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession with intent to deliver a narcotic of less than 50 grams, and maintaining a drug house. Clore's bond was set at $25,000 with a cash surety of 10%. The Drug Task Force thanked the Border Patrol canine for assistance.
Oh no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
Well, the federal government shutdown's reached its 13th day, affecting roughly 750,000 employees who remain furloughed. Despite the closure, President Trump has directed funds to ensure that our military personnel are paid this week. Essential services continue, but agencies, banks, and post offices are closed for Columbus Day. Democrats plan an urgent meeting in Washington to address the shutdown. The impasse has triggered nationwide concern over public services and pay schedules. Negotiations for a funding agreement remain at a standstill. A massive bus crash in a mountainous region in South Africa has killed at least 42 people. Local authorities responded swiftly, launching rescue efforts for survivors late Sunday night. The cause of the crash is under investigation, with poor road conditions cited as a possible factor. The tragedy has drawn messages of condolences from international leaders. Emergency services have set up aid stations for all those affected. National officials vow to improve road safety in a response. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe and Seaboing Ace Hardware, as well as by Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Seabwing Ace Hardware.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.